This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Christians are always talking about salvation, but to those outside the faith, that is quite meaningless. Salvation from what? The average non-Christian does not feel they are in any danger, nor in need of saving. So why would they need salvation? The blunt answer is this: there is a real hell that you want to avoid at all cost. There is a real heaven that you want to gain. Heaven does not cost any money, but after faith and repentance from sin, a true Christian will invest their whole life in the gospel of Jesus Christ and in Christian service. There is a cost, eventually, not to obtain salvation. Let me be very clear on that. Not to obtain salvation. But it is one that Christians gladly and cheerfully pay as a free gift that they willingly give to God with grateful service to their loving and gracious Lord, who has saved them totally by grace through faith in Jesus. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Hebrews 2:3 says quite plainly, "How will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?" So then, what are the steps to salvation? When the Philippian jailer asked the Apostle Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul responded, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." That's Acts 16:30. Faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior is the only step to salvation. The message of the Bible is abundantly clear. We have all sinned against God, Romans 3:23. Because of our sin, we deserve to be eternally separated from God, Romans 6:23. Because of His love for us, John 3:16, God took on human form and died in our place, taking the punishment that we deserved. See Romans 5:8, 2 Corinthians 5:21. God promises forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven to all who receive, by grace through faith, Jesus Christ as Savior. Salvation is not about certain steps we must follow to earn salvation. Yes, Christians should be baptized. Yes, Christians should publicly confess Christ as Savior. Yes, Christians should turn from sin. And yes, Christians should commit their lives to obeying God. However, these are not steps to salvation. They are the results of salvation. Because of our sin, we cannot in any sense earn salvation. We could follow 1,000 steps and it would not be enough. That is why Jesus had to die in our place. We are absolutely incapable of paying our sin debt to God or cleansing ourselves from sin. It just can't be done. Only God could accomplish our salvation, and so He did. God Himself completed the steps and thereby offers salvation to anyone who will receive it from Him. But that is the key. You need to receive it. Salvation and forgiveness of sins is not about following steps. It's about receiving Christ as Savior and recognizing that He has already done all of the work for us. God requires one step of us: receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin and fully trusting in Him alone as the way of salvation. That is what distinguishes the Christian faith from all other world religions, each of which has a list of steps that must be followed in order for salvation to be received. The Christian faith recognizes that God has already completed the steps and simply calls on the repentant person to receive him in faith. Repentance is essential to salvation in Christ. You must recognize that before faith in Jesus, you are a rebelling sinner who is in rebellion against the will and law of God, whether you are aware of that or not. To become a Christian, you must turn away from your ongoing lifestyle of sin and rebellion against the things of God and instead turn toward God and His will and desires for your life. A life of sexual purity is a part of this. Sex only with your spouse of the opposite sex for whom you remain married to for life. To be blunt, no homosexual activity at all. No sex outside of marriage with the opposite sex. Stop viewing pornography. Stop stealing. Stop lying to people. Stop being greedy for money. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 explains this with unmistakable clarity. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. The sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, passive homosexual partners, practicing homosexuals, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, the verbally abusive, and swindlers will not inherit the kingdom of God. That means heaven. Some of you once lived this way, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. Acts 4, 11-12, this Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, that means the Jewish religious leaders, that has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among people by which we must be saved. So now let me review the basic facts of eternal salvation from and through Jesus Christ. First of all, we have all sinned. God loves us, and Christ died to take away our sins. The free gift of God is eternal life when we trust in Christ, repent of our sinful life, and surrender our life to the will of God. We can do nothing to earn or merit salvation. It is a free gift from God that belongs to you when you place your total faith and trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to remove your sin and make you acceptable to God. We must confess faith in Christ and agree to open our heart to Christ. We must trust Christ with our whole life. Being a Christian means that we allow the Holy Spirit to remake us so that we become holy as God is holy in the way that we live our lives. Once you have accepted Christ by faith into your life, you now have eternal life even while you live. Eternal life, once received by faith, is permanent and cannot be lost. Now, let me go over the Bible verses that support the assertions I've just made. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. You get what is coming to you when you sin. It is death. But God's free gift is life that lasts forever. It is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 6:23. Jesus replied, I tell you the solemn truth, unless a person is born from above, born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's John 3:3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever. John 3:16. Jesus replied, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14:6. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. That's Romans 10:9-10. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you cannot take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. That's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways. Take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?" That's Matthew 16, 24 to 26. "I tell you the solemn truth, the one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, but has crossed over from death to life." That's John 5, 24. Now, after you have placed your complete and total faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord, Master, and Savior, and after you have committed your life to him and the kingdom of God and not your own selfish interests anymore, then let me refer you to Ephesians 2:10, which follows the explanation that although we are not saved by works that we do for God, after we are born again saved people, there is work for us to do. But that work does not have anything to do with our salvation. It is simply that you have, at that point, been adopted into the family of God, and you have family responsibilities now. There is work to be done for the kingdom of God. God expects Christians to be fruitful and productive, not as a means of salvation, but as a result of salvation. So now here is that verse I mentioned, Ephesians 2:10. "For we are his creative work, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand so that we can do them." 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, "And Christ did die for all of us. He died so we would no longer live for ourselves, but for the one who died and was raised to life for us." Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. So until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 10, 8 through 13. "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart," that is, the word of faith that we preach. "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes, and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses, and thus has salvation. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, who richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."